Islamist militants were met with retaliation. Israel's defense minister says he's ordered a total blockade of Gaza, meaning no electricity, food or fuel. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht, who speaks for the Israeli Defense Forces, admits his country was caught unawares.
It's the largest number of Israelis, Jews, killed in one day since the Holocaust. The scope of this is something different. It was a surprise attack.
The Shadow Chancellor is promising to get Britain building again as she prepares to tell us about her vision for the economy shortly. Rachel Reeves says reforms will speed up the planning system for things like battery factories and 5G facilities at her party's conference. James Murray's Labour's Shadow Financial Secretary to the Treasury and says you can promote growth and still protect the environment.
The opportunities for economic growth come from the transition to clean energy. It comes from all those gigafactories that we want to see built in the UK. It comes from insulating properties across the country.
Seven people affected by a train crash in Aberdeenshire have secured almost £1 million in damages. The compensation for the incident at Stonehaven in 2020 will be given to two people who lost loved ones and five survivors. The government's begun its Supreme Court appeal over the Rwanda asylum scheme, admitting ministers were fully aware it would be controversial when signing the deal. It wants to overturn a ruling made in the summer that the plan to deport some asylum seekers there was unlawful. The company behind Britain's Got Talent says it'll robustly defend itself in a dispute with David Walliams. The former judge has launched a multi-million pound legal claim against Fremantle Media, accusing it of recording his private conversations. And Amazon's announced a £1 an hour pay rise for all its staff. The increase will come into effect from Sunday. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much. Oh, hello. Thanks very much to Laura.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
I do apologise. Just about to get near the mic and there's a massive long hair there which I was about to choke on. Right, let's look at the weather. 24 degrees. It's a beautiful day out there. A little bit overcast, but it does say it's going to be sunny for most of the day. So enjoy the sunshine. Tomorrow be similar and then you might get a little bit of rain Wednesday, Thursday. But temperatures will be dropping as we get towards the weekend, so enjoy this lovely weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning or good afternoon. Where are we? I don't know. What day is it? Monday. Well done, Michelle. Well done. That's it. A lot of people are agreeing about the teddy bears being really creepy and you can't get rid of them. You cannot kill a teddy bear. Well, you can't. It's not killing it, but, you know, giving it away. It's Marie Kondo who wrote those books and appeared on television where she helped people who were hoarders to give stuff up, and also people who've got too much stuff in sort of cupboards and things. What you're meant to do is you look at the teddy bear firmly in the eyes and then you say, I've enjoyed you in my life, but now it's time to let you go. And then you shove them in a box. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. But you can do that with jumpers. You know, sometimes we even have T-shirts that you'll hold on to and go, oh, I can't get rid of that because I remember when. And the thing is, it's okay if it's only one or two bits. But once you end up with about, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 pieces that you go, I wore that when I went here, or I had that teddy bear when we went there. It's just too much. And also, the fact is, all right, and I don't want to be miserable, if you died tomorrow and your relatives came in, That bear would be on a bonfire. I'm sorry, but it's true. It's true. I mean, when I went through my mum and dad's house, me and my sisters, we went, and it was COVID as well, so it was quite difficult because we had to go at different times. People were in the garden. It was a real nightmare. We went through everything, and my mum's house was immaculate. Mum and dad's house was really, really tidy. But when we opened up all the drawers, there was stuff that you just went, oh, and it was everywhere. I mean, under my bed, I'd taken everything when I left home. I hadn't. There was a collection of China dolls. Frightened the life of me. I looked under the bed, and it's one of the storage beds. And I was like, "What's here?" And I went, "Oh!" And I had a torch because I couldn't see. And there was about 20 pairs of eyes. Oh, horrible China dolls. I think I kept one or two of them, which I will never put on display. The ones that I bought my mum were actually really nice ones, but the ones I had were these horrible things everybody used to have back in the day. Everyone had a China doll and a collection. Even my friends were scared to stay at my house from school. They'd be like, we're not going in that room with those dolls. Oh, what's wrong with them? They're looking at me. They're not. I used to have to turn their heads around. but the thing is, there was just so much stuff. And you do, when you start going through stuff, you go, oh, that brings back a memory, and you might be laughing and things like that. But after a while, you have to go, look, that's a lovely plate, right? I can tell you that's a beautiful plate. But I will never use it. My sisters will never use it. And it's the stuff that you find in the junk shops. Probably worth a fortune. That's what we've already got rid of. Probably. I love going to those bric-a-brac places. I sometimes go to, it doesn't bring Kim with a cough. It's the place that's got the windmill. And then you go up in it. I can't remember what it's called. And it is in Essex. And you'll know it. It's the antiques place. I love it. I love going in. There's a shop. You go right to the top, and it's near where the cafeteria is, right at the top. And you go round, and they've got everything that would have been in your mum and dad's or your nan's house. And it's got that smell of old stuff. It's lovely. I can't remember what it's called now. I'll remember it. I'm going to have a look online. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, clicking my fingers. Doesn't make any difference. Oh, I thought, do you know what? I've dug this out. I'm like, yeah, I fancy this today. I don't know why. This is not even Saturday. It's Monday. We've got more new music coming up in a while, plus the brand new track, which I'm loving, from Duran Duran. They're back. I like the party. Me too.
Everybody does. Make love and listen to the music. To let yourself go, 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 go. I like the party.
Ah, yes, it's Battles Bridge.
Everybody does.
Go get my antiques there. And Make Love. Coming up next, a brand new track from Duran Duran with Black Moonlight, and then we've got some more first plays on Phoenix FM.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Drummer as well. That's Katie Tunstall with Suddenly I See. And suddenly I will be seeing, well, not suddenly, hopefully, it'll front the live at me, will be Scott Ross. And he has a guest today on his show, which is fabulous. There are other guests as well coming up. Better do a bit of a check. So 1, 2, 3 today with Scott Ross. Mike Davis from Rayleigh Town Museum is going to be talking about the history of the A127. Mike is always great fun to have on the station and on the show as well. So you can have a listen to that. Joe Bailey bringing you home with local events at 3pm with the Drive Time Show. Guess the intro and great music. Mental health ambassador John King will be speaking about his mental health football project, Cedar Avenue FC. Under the radar at 6pm with Andy Gardner, presenting 2 hours of current indie and alternative tunes with regular interviews. Turn It Up with Vixter, playing 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons. Happy birthday for your birthday a couple of days ago, Vix. And also, Vix always has the webcam on, so if you sign in, you can have a look at him dancing in the studio. He has a disco ball going and everything. So do tune in. He loves his music. That's between 8 and 10. And then back tomorrow morning will be Mr. Breakfast. That is our one and only Mikey Porter with 3 hours of The Breakfast Show. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM for the rest of the day.
I love local radio because it's radio. At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Now here is a first play. This is Carlos Fandango and Paul Sultana. This is Way Back Home.
Will I ever get back to where I'm from? Can we find our way back to where we belong? To rolling hills and starry nights so bright, across a gentle stream and up to such great heights. The misty mountain morning breeze, the dewdrops resting on the leaves. There'll never be a home like this one. There's plenty here for everyone. Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons are here to welcome you back home. Are here to welcome you. Fields and trees for city lights, the never stopping endless train of cheap delights. The farms and fields are calling us back home. We don't need concrete on these dusty country roads. The misty mountain morning breeze, the dewdrops resting on the leaves. There'll never be a home like this one. There's something here for everyone. Ma's, Pa's and all their little ones are here to welcome you back home. Are here to welcome you back home. They're here to welcome you. Oh, sent from above. Home where my roots are planted deep, where my mind is clear and heart is free. Surrounded by the ones I love, each day's a gift sent from above. Days a gift sent from above. Each day's a gift sent from above.
That was fabulous. That's Paul Sultana and Carlos Fandango with Way Back Home. And yeah, I'm going to be playing that out more this week. That was really good. And not, I don't normally play kind of, I would say that sort of folk country. And it's not a genre that. I normally play that often on the station, but that was just a great track. Loved it. Did you like that one, Scott Ross?
Well, I only heard part of it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right. What I heard, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
I'm coughing over here.
What's the point of you?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to get some disinfectant and spray it everywhere. Because I've got the lurking.
I usually do when you've been here.
Yeah, I just do that as a natural thing. But yeah, thank you for you stepped in last Tuesday, and then no, I never came back until today.
I know.
I haven't left the house since Tuesday. I got in.
Yeah.
Then I took some Lemsips, and then I stayed in. I haven't been out at all. And today's my first day back.
And I noticed that you even sent us some honey, and you're not. You made it clear you weren't really keen on honey.
No, I'm not keen on honey. I put it into my Lemsip, or there are other things available, because I like to. It's very good for you. So having honey and hot water, that just can help a bit. What was the problem? What's been the problem? And if you're out there and you've had any sort of colds and stuff, is the cough. It just, you literally just accidentally catch when you're asleep or half asleep. Yeah. You go, and then you cough, and you cannot, whatever it is, you cannot cough up whatever it's, what's ever causing it. So even now I'm doing that, I'm trying to clear my throat. There isn't anything there to clear. It's an irritation. So see, that's, it's helped a little bit, but some of the coughing, it was so bad that you cough and then you go and the pain goes straight away across your back.
Yeah,
it's so it's, I think that's calming down a little bit, but yeah, not good.
Keep on getting better.
Yeah, he doesn't mean that.
What,
you just want my show, you want the extra 3 hours so you can like have a 5 hour show. That's the plan. And it's laughing. In it. Where did that come from? Why have I got all Cockney all of a sudden?
I don't know.
As it, when you threaten my show, there I go Cockney.
There you go.
Cockney rebel. Did you do the, I did a story earlier, which I was really laughing about, and then I thought possibly you'd already done it, about the giraffe necklace. Oh, you're not doing it today?
Yes.
I was like, I didn't know. Well, yeah. If you've not heard, if you just literally tuned into my show and you've not heard the giraffe story that I told earlier, then you can hear it for the first time.
It's about on, quarter past two.
About quarter past two, because it's going to be amazing. I'll just leave it there.
I think you should.
There we go. Moving on. The gorgeous Vixter, he's too good looking for radio, and he's the only one here that manages to put on the webcam because he is very handsome. Unfortunately, the rest of us have to leave the webcam off, but he is on a little bit later with a fantastic show. If I actually press the button, the jingle will play.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter. Playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
You don't wanna dance with me, but babe, that's what I need. Please, now just this once. Dance, baby. You don't wanna sing with me, but babe, that's what I need. Please, now just this once, sing, baby.
Come now.
Oh, are you going to... Oh, do you want to go on that microphone there? Is that one working?
I have no idea.
Is it this one?
Hello.
No. Is it that one?
Hello.
I don't know. Is it? Just speak a bit louder. Oh, my God, you're really loud. Oh,
right,
God, so it's right near. Wait, that's for your show, isn't it, that bit of information you gave me?
Well, no. Which one? The one about LBC?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Were you going to work at LBC?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. Scott Ross, everybody, a round of applause. Scott Ross is going to work. Are you taking over Nick Ferrari on breakfast? I hope so. I like him, though. Oh, that's great. When are you working there? What are you doing now?
Yeah, one of the faders is down.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody cares.
No, all I was saying is that yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the opening of the first licensed commercial radio station on mainland Britain, which was LBC. And then a week ago, next week, we'll see the 50th anniversary of Capital Radio going on here.
Wow, is it that old? Capital Radio.
50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, there you are.
Who was their first breakfast presenter? Was it Tony Blackburn?
The first breakfast presenter, David Simons.
Don't know that name.
David Simons.
Yeah. Wow.
It was supposed to be Roger Scott, but actually it was David Simons who took the first breakfast show.
I was saying...
And Monty Modlin was going around London with a...
Monty
Modlin. Yeah, he used to be on TV, and he was going around with a radio car interviewing people in the streets of London.
A radio car.
Yeah, there you are.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Lots of things going on.
Do you know what the very first commercial was?
Just cut me off from my show. Sorry?
The very first commercial was on both stations.
No.
It was for Bird's Eye Fish Fingers on both stations.
Well, if we ever get a quiz night that has something to do with radio, Scott Ross will be your person. That's a bit of a montage. That went on for ages. You've had about 20 minutes of my show with that, chat.
Sorry about that. We had more than that last week.
All I can do is that, right? And nobody knows you're there. See, I should be a little bit more like, I should be more like Nick Ferrari, because he always says things like, so Barbara, tell us about all the difficulties you've been having now that Ulez is come into play. She goes, oh, well, it's been, thanks, Barbara, and then she's cut off. Nobody ever says goodbye.
You have the control.
The thing is, nobody gets to say hello or goodbye or anything. There's like, thanks very much to Barbara for calling in. I don't know why I've done a northern accent, but that's what happens. I never do that with my guests. I always go, have a nice day, and what are you up to later? But yeah. In the journalistic world, they cut you off.
Oh, absolutely.
You're still talking, and it's done. You're waiting for me to cut you off, aren't you? I'm just coughing and spluttering. I better put some... I don't know, like a plastic sheeting down, looking like I'm going to create a murder or something, because I'm sorry about that. Do you like Charlie Puth?
I do.
Do you like lipstick?
Well, I don't wear it myself, but there you are.
If you really want it, you don't gotta hold your tongue. this. I've been wanting to say this for a long time now, and it feels like the only way I can do it is. You got the kind of lips that I like, say.
Tell me, do you wanna taste?
Don't you know that you're not the type that's only one night, no.
Baby, I can make you stay.
One more time. You got the kind of lips that I like, say.
Tell me, do you wanna taste?
Don't you know that you're not the type that's only one night, no.
Baby, I can make you stay.
Everybody now.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The one and only Cindy Lauper with True Colours. Hold on a second. Oh, there we go. There we go. Microphone is back in front of my gob. I accidentally turned it round. I just tried to do a video of myself talking about new music, and I put makeup on this morning, but I just look like a beast. I look so ill. I look dreadful. I've literally plastered my face in makeup. It's not good. I look like an old doll that you wouldn't want to buy. I don't know what I've done. It's not good. I just look very... Scott Ross never made a comment, but he's kind like that. This one is going out to somebody that might be listening who probably is, because they just said something. Oh, is this the only one we got? Yeah, I'm going to play this. They'll like this. It's 80s. Oh, there we go. Get ready. This is Nick Kershaw. Just been doing a load of gigs recently. I know that the Condriacs went to see him. Said he was excellent and the support act too. Here he is with the riddle. Sounds like he's got a disease. It's not, it's a song. Sure, what a great track. Just coming out to 12:53 on Phoenix FM. I've nearly forgotten to do the traffic and travel. I've been reminded by Scott Ross, who's a stickler for these things, and very aggressive. Although he's going to work at LBC, apparently, very, very, very soon. Right, here we go. Here is the traffic and the travel. Your guest then, actually. Your guest was just looking at you going, LBC? Really? Yeah, no, he's not going to work at LBC. It would be nice, though, wouldn't it? For everybody, yeah. Do you think? Yeah. No, not to get rid of you, so we can all say we know you and you work on LBC.
I thought you were going to say GB News.
Whoa! Anyway, let's do the traffic control.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. I think it's looking pretty clear on the roads at the moment. Not too much of a problem. Still got the roadworks between Junction 13 and Junction 16 on the A12 where they do the resurfacing work. That is ongoing and there will be some nighttime closures there, just to be aware. On the Brook Street roundabout, it's flowing nicely, but a lane is closed on the entry road due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 28, A12, the Brook Street roundabout. You can expect some delays, especially in the rush hour. That's why they're doing the building work, which is just on the Harold Wood side of the A12 there. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, it's clear. And if you're heading up to the M11, no problems at the moment. Although on the M25, let's have a little look here. Looks like there is 55-minute delays, actually, M25 between Junction 27, M11, Junction 6 and Junction 24 of the A111 Stags Hill Potters Bar. Average speed's down to about 5 mile an hour, so if you can avoid that area, you will do yourself a favour.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, it is the mighty Phoenix FM, and don't forget, coming up after me, you've got the one and only Scott Ross, and his guest today is going to be Mike Davis from Rayleigh Town Museum. I mean, he's going to be talking about the history of the A127. Always a great show when Mike's on, and you know that both that Mike and Scott get on like a house on fire, don't you, boys?
You do.
You do. Oh, was it?
It's a better show
with Mike's on. Mike's actually. Oh, he's got money. He carries money. There we go. He's giving you a tenner. Well done. Now, both you lads might like this song. I'm going to leave this as being the last song of the track, last song of the day. Do you like All Right Now?
Yep.
I thought you might do.
It's All Right Now.
It's All Right. Here we go. This is Free with All Right Now. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. You've got a great show coming up with Scott Ross and his guest, Mike.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.